Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first, it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play any of our games on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can always send an email to waitwait@npr.org. And you can also go to our website there at waitwait.npr.org. You can find out about attending our weekly live shows at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago and on the road. And you can download the Wait Wait podcast for your computer or MP3 player. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, this is Sarah House from CeeLo, North Carolina.
Hey, how are things in North Carolina?
It's great. It's been raining for a few days, but that's fine too.
That's okay. We all need the rain. What do you do there?
I'm a potter.
You're a potter?
Yes.
Wow, like an actual person who makes pots.
I do actually throw pots on the wheel.
The president says we can't legalize what you're doing for a while.
No, no. You have to be an outlaw. Sarah, welcome to the show. Carl Castle right now is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Ready to go?
I'm ready.
Here's your first limerick.
The Yankee front office is crass. We market our brand name en masse. Our PR machine will try to go green. From our diamond, we're branding the...
grass.
Yes, Sarah. Very good. Here's a problem. For the diehard Yankees fan, you've decorated yourself and every inch of your house with Yankees memorabilia, sure, but what about your yard? What does it say about your devotion to the Microsoft of Major League Baseball teams? Thank goodness for Rick DeLea. He's the vice president of DeLea Sod Farms. He's now offering official Yankees brand sod. Sure, it's just, you know, Kentucky bluegrass, but the DeLea family has been providing that strain of bluegrass to Yankee Stadium since the 60s. If successful, he'll consider expanding his offers to include other Major League branded plant items, such as Chicago Cubs ivy, New York Mets chokeweed.
Oh. So cruel.
Isn't it, though? Here is your next limerick.
Parts per liquid ounce couldn't be higher, but without proof, Mom says I'm a liar. So to prove water's crap, I'll just turn on the tap. Light a match and set water on
fire.
Right. Mm. Tap water. It's free. It's readily available. And now it's flammable. Mm. Residents of Hudson, Colorado were unhappy to discover that the running tap water in their kitchen could be easily turned into a river of flame simply by lighting it with a match. Mm. Tests by local energy companies show that a local well has become contaminated by methane gas. They're working to solve the problem. And while they acknowledge that the contaminations mean the water is not particularly useful for, say, drinking or putting out a fire, they urge residents to take advantage of the situation by learning how to flambé.
And they, no one smelled it? Because doesn't methane smell?
Because no one dealt it.
Mm. No one dealt it.
Yep.
By third grade logic, Charlie, you're exactly right.
Exactly.
Right.
All right, Sarah, here is your last limerick.
I replied to wife, boss, and best friend, and I told what to stick in which end. It was a fine email, except for one detail. I really should not have hit
send.
Right. It has happened to everyone. You write a scathing email, and just as you hit send, you realize you've sent it to the entire Eastern Seaboard. Gmail Labs designer Michael Leggett knows the feeling. He has created a new feature for Gmail, the 5-second delay. With this new feature, you have 5 long, precious seconds to realize what an idiot you are and hit unsend. You retrieve your message, you keep your marriage, your job, for another day. Google Labs is now working on a new technique to keep you from saying inappropriate things in real-life social settings. They're calling it a sock in your mouth. Carl, how did Sarah do?
Sarah was perfect, Peter. 3 correct answers. Sarah, you win our prize.
Well done, Sarah.
Thank you.